It is 7:45 on a Saturday morning, which means it's time for another wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Ted Farrell. Good morning, Ted.
Morning, Danny. How are you doing today?
I'm doing quite well. I'm looking at, and hope you are too, I'm looking at that forecast, and I think we have summer yet to go on for at least another week.
Well, you know, September is always, in my opinion, the best month, and October is a very, very close second.
Yes.
You know, it always kind of sneaks up. We're actually having summer, finally, in Minnesota in September because it was such a cold and rainy, June and July, where all of a sudden now we're getting a little bit of heat. It's incredible.
Yeah it is. Well, what can we talk about today, Ted?
Well, the boys at Haskell's, especially the guys in my warehouse, have been busier than just a bunch of bees as far as picking up a supplier that we've been doing business with for the last 15 years called Natale Varga. And it's an Italian wine, or an Italian wine company that actually was founded in about 1892 by Enrico Varga. And they're now on their fifth generation of winemakers and businessmen, where it is just a wonderful, actually, to be very honest, it's a great wine company for me to deal with because they have so many wines in their portfolio. I can just kind of sit and page through it and cover most of Italy as far as ordering and doing that. They have a wide, wide range of wines because they've been doing it so long and they have great contacts. One of their best wines that they have is their Prosecco. Now, Prosecco has just been taking over the United States for the last 10 years as far as everyone substitutes sparkling wine instead of champagne. Prices have gotten so expensive where a lot of Proseccos really don't even break the bank or get over $20 a bottle. And Natale Varga makes a beautiful Prosecco. Now, Prosecco is a very interesting grape varietal. The Italians actually switched the name around because it used to just be called Prosecco. A little bit like the Champenois in France, they needed to protect that area because you could grow Prosecco in other parts of the world. So they changed the name of the grape varietal to Galea, and now, so that people could use the Galea grape otherwhere, but now Prosecco is its own protected region up in the northeast of Italy. And the interesting thing about a Prosecco is quite simply that is, you know, to not get real technical, it's about half as fizzy as champagne. If champagne is at 6 atmospheres of bubbles, Prosecco is at about 3, and it's a style of which the Italians call frizzante. And the frizzante, it's just a more subtle, that it's more of a fizz than it is a lot of bubble. And I think that's what makes it so approachable for people in the United States. And plus, the price tag doesn't help, you know, doesn't hurt at all. It's a really approachable wine, very fun wine to start your, you know, if you're having people over, you have a little Prosecco. At that price, you don't feel bad to pour it in a little bit of orange juice in it to make mimosas, that type of thing. But their Prosecco is fantastic. They also make a rosé, but their product line is so incredible. They have a Moscato di Asti. Now, Moscato di Asti's are having a little bit of a renaissance as well. People really do enjoy them. They are on the sweeter side as far as, you know, the taste, which can scare some people away. But a lot of people in the United States will tell you, I really don't like sweet wines. But they'll tell you the two or three wines that they do like to drink, which are notoriously high in residual sugar levels. So, but the Moscato di Asti is a wonderful, pleasant wine. Little bit of sweetness to it, but it's a nice, approachable wine, especially, you know, if it's nice and warm the way it's going to be. Put a little bit of chill on that. Have like a nice fruit salad, that type of thing. The Moscato di Asti is just a wonderful wine. But they have a huge, huge line of wines. Another one that I properly like and I have around the house at all times is the Barbera di Asti. Now, Barbera is the great varietal in this area, and it's a little bit softer, rounder, easy. You could almost compare it to possibly a Beaujolais, where it's lighter, it's easy, real round body, but so drinkable, where you just kind of crack the bottle open and drink it, and it goes so well with so many different things, whether you're doing stuff off the grill, whether you're just kind of having some cheese and some charcuterie. The Barbera di Asti by Natale Varga is just a wonderful, wonderful wine and a great way to do it. And they have so many other offerings as well. They have some Barolos. Now, Barolos come from the Piedmont region, which literally translates as the foot of the mountains. Now, the grape varietal used in Barolo is Nebbiolo. Nebbiolo is very, very similar to a Pinot Noir as far as its style, its flavoring, its finickiness, and it's just it's a bold wine. But the nice thing about their Barolos, they're about $40, and nowadays Barolos can skyrocket into the $100, $150 range. So it's really a great, affordable wine. And the nice thing about this, there's a little bit of a union label thing on a lot of their wines as well. You'll either see DOC or DOCG, and that's kind of the Italian governmental label that says these wines are on the up and up. They're doing a great job. So it's a broad, broad mix of wines. They also have Montepulciano's and Chianti. So this particular one, the boys in the warehouse, we've been doling this all around. We're all loaded for bear. We're ready to go. We have a little bit of everything for everybody, whether it's those Proseccos that you start out with, a little bubbly wine, or that Moscato di Asti, a little bit sweeter, but then the Barbera, which is real approachable, just a delicious, great wine to drink as far as any time, any day, anywhere.
Well, I'm thinking not only could I do it, but anybody just from that one winemaker, you could start exploring a whole bunch of different wines and just deal with the one winemaker. And I'm trying to make notes here as I'm hearing your discussion. What about pairing foods? I'm thinking, you started talking about Prosecco. Is that, and I'm thinking about the warm temperatures. That'd be kind of great on 85-degree weather. Can you pair Prosecco, is that a dumb question, with any kind of food?
You can. Well, first of all, Danny, you can change or pair any wine with really anything. Martella Hazan once looked at me and said, just drink it, stupid. And so, you can do that. You just enjoy it. But with these warmer temperatures, with that, Prosecco, you can put right in the ice chest and get it nice, bone-chillingly cold, and it will be real, real refreshing with these temperatures that are coming up. And as far as serving it, you can serve it with pretty much anything. Again, it's a great way to start out your meal, whether it's a little bit of cheese or, bruschettas or little appetizers to start it out with. But a Prosecco will go well, even if you're washing down a little roasted chicken. There's no rules. Just if you're enjoying it, you're doing the right thing. And same thing with that Moscato. The Moscato you can put on a nice chill, real heavy chill, as a matter of fact. Put it down at the bottom of the ice chest. Get it nice and cold, and then when you're sitting out on the deck on these warm days, you know everything's good in God's green earth because you're just enjoying it. Now, you could also, believe it or not, put a slight chill on the Barbera since it's similar to a Beaujolais, but I wouldn't recommend putting it, I would recommend putting it on top of the ice and just letting it sit there and just kind of cool down so it's a little bit refreshing because, we haven't had very many hot days where it makes it seem 85 degrees is real hot. And so, but you could put a chill on that. That's the old adage, the Italians, especially in the Chianti region, used to wrap their bottles with that ratafia. And we always recognize those old bottles. You see them with the Italian restaurants with the red candles in them with the little ratafia basket on it where they use the empty bottle as a candle holder. Well, they used to throw that bottle. The reason why they wrap it in ratafia, you used to throw that Chianti in the city well, tie it to a rope, put it down the city well, get it chilled. And when they went out and worked in the field, the ratafia actually acted as a cooler to keep it chilled. And so when they're out working in the field, up breaking for lunch, a little cheese, a little salami, they'd have a cooler bottle of wine. And actually, the Varga family actually makes a Chianti Classico, a DGOC Chianti Classico, which is just very formidable. Sangiovese grape. And again, you can say, well, if you're going to make pasta, go with this. But I would make it with a pasta with a heavier ragu, like a bolognese, a little bit heavier, richer sauce, a lot of meat involved with it. Could be a little bit too hot the next week to maybe sit down with a huge plate of spaghetti or especially a big meaty spaghetti. But eventually, it'll cool down. It'll be a great time to have that.
In my world, Ted, any day is a good day with a pasta. I don't care how warm it is. What can you go by? Listener wants you to run down, first of all, the name of the winemaker that you're talking about and the list, unless it's really long, of the different wines you can research.
Oh, the name. name of the producer is Natale, N-A-T-A-L-E, Varga, V-E-R-G-A. And their list of wines that they have, hopefully they know they have good shorthand because they have a Prosecco and a Rosé Prosecco. They have a Moscato di Asti. They have a Barbera di Asti. They have a Montepulciano. They have Chianti Classico. They have a Barolo. They have a Barbaresco. They actually even have some holdings down in Sicily where they have the Nero d'Avola. And actually, I forgot to mention, and we just got it in, Agavi, G-A-V-I. Now, this is a fun summer drink. It's real crisp, real acidic, or not real acidic, but real crisp, crisp finish. A little bit different than a Pinot Grigio, not as round. Just got this in. I was excited because when we first brought it in, the palette we had sold out right away, and it took a while to get it refreshed. And it's back, and the Agave is just delicious, and that's G-A-V-I. Agave, and it's so wonderful. A little bit of nice fruit up front, but that crisp acidity when it's going to be warm in the next couple days, you know, have that out on the veranda overlooking everything with maybe a nice chilled salad. Wonderful, wonderful wine.
Wow, this would be kind of a treat to go through all the different wines from that one, the maker. Natale Varga, sounds like Christmas. Buona Natale.
You said it. I mean, and that's the old adage that we like to say. There's so many different wines. You know, go get that corkscrew and let the adventure begin.
Boy, that's for sure. I'll tell you what, Ted, we're almost out of time, a couple minutes to go. Maybe you can give us a rundown of what's happening at Haskell's, all the locations, et cetera.
Well, we shall. But, you know, currently, and it is, I hate to say we're all boarded up now, but it is the last day of our Haskell's beer cruise out on the St. Croix. 3 hours and a little bit of a lunch where we have wines to taste, beers to taste, and also liquor and all that type of thing. And even now some of those THC drinks, and that takes off today at noon. We will be doing that next year. So everybody kind of missed out this year. We'll be doing those cruises again next year. So something to look forward to, and also maybe something to give somebody as a Christmas gift coming up. But there's always something going on at Haskell's. There's tastings. There's all that. And there's a Haskell's near you to take care of all that. There's a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with lots of free parking on the weekend. Haskell's in Minnetonka. Haskell's over in St. Paul's Highland Village. Haskell's down in Lomans Plaza in Bloomington. We have a Haskell's out in White Bear Lake. If you are out in the river, you can stop by Haskell's Stillwater. If you're down south, stop by Haskell's Faribault or Haskell's over at Plymouth. And you're not to miss our super cellar Maple Grove. But on this warm week, if you're out on Lake Minnetonka, stop by Haskell's in downtown Excelsior, and they'll take care of all your needs, or even stop in the bar and have a burger. And if you can't do any of that, stop by Haskell's.com 24/7, and we'll take care of anything that you need, or load your shopping cart up with all this Natalie Varga wine.
Oh, I love that idea. And what a great day to sail on Minnetonka today. Was it today?
It's final day, and it's out. It all, we take off at noon. We dock at 3 out on the St. Croix River, which will be kind of fun.
Oh, St. Croix. Love it. Ted, thanks so much. We have to run to CBS News, but let's get together again next Saturday. What do you say?
I look forward to it, Denny.
Thanks so much. Ted Farrell from Haskell's. It is 7:45 on a Saturday morning, which means it's time for another wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Ted Farrell. Good morning, Ted.
Morning, Denny. How are you doing today?
I'm doing quite well. I'm looking at, and hope you are too, I'm looking at that forecast, and I think we have summer yet to go on for at least another week.
Well, you know, September is always, in my opinion, the best month, and October is a very, very close second. Yes. You know, it always kind of sneaks up. We're actually having summer, finally, in Minnesota in September because it was such a cold and rainy, June and July, where all of a sudden now we're getting a little bit of heat. It's incredible.
Yeah, it is. Well, what can we talk about today, Ted?
Well, the boys at Haskell's, especially the guys in my warehouse, have been busier than just a bunch of bees as far as picking up a supplier that we've been doing business with for the last 15 years called Natale Varga. And it's an Italian wine, or an Italian wine company that actually was founded in about 1892 by Enrico Varga. And they're now on their fifth generation of winemakers and businessmen, where it is just a wonderful, actually, to be very honest, it's a great wine company for me to deal with because they have so many wines in their portfolio. I can just kind of sit and page through it and cover most of Italy as far as ordering and doing that. They have a wide, wide range of wines because they've been doing it so long and they have great contacts. One of their best wines that they have is their Prosecco. Now, Prosecco has just been taking over the United States for the last 10 years as far as everyone substitutes sparkling wine instead of champagne. Prices have gotten so expensive where a lot of Proseccos really don't even break the bank or get over $20 a bottle. And Natalie Varga makes a beautiful Prosecco. You know, Prosecco is a very interesting grape varietal. The Italians actually switched the name around because it used to just be called Prosecco. A little bit like the Champenois in France, they needed to protect that area because you could grow Prosecco in other parts of the world. So they changed the name of the grape varietal to Galea, and now so that people could use the Galea grape otherwhere. But now Prosecco is its own protected region up in the northeast of Italy. And the interesting thing about a Prosecco is quite simply that is, you know, to not get real technical, it's about half as fizzy as champagne. If champagne is at 6 atmospheres of bubbles, Prosecco is at about 3, and it's a style of which the Italians call frizzante. And the frizzante, it's just a more subtle, that it's more of a fizz than it is a lot of bubble. And I think that's what makes it so approachable for people in the United States. And plus, the price tag doesn't help, you know, doesn't hurt at all. It's a really approachable wine, very fun wine to start your, you know, if you're having people over, you have a little Prosecco. At that price, you don't feel bad to pour in a little bit of orange juice in it to make mimosas, that type of thing. But their Prosecco is fantastic. They also make a rosé, but their product line is so incredible. They have a Moscato d'Asti. Now, Moscato d'Asti's are having a little bit of a renaissance as well. People really do enjoy them. They are on the sweeter side as far as, you know, the taste, which can scare some people away. But a lot of people in the United States will tell you, I really don't like sweet wines. But they'll tell you the two or three wines that they do like to drink, which are notoriously high in residual sugar levels. So, but the Moscato d'Asti is a wonderful, pleasant wine. Little bit of sweetness to it, but it's a nice, approachable wine, especially, you know, if it's nice and warm the way it's going to be, put a little bit of chill on that, have like a nice fruit salad, that type of thing. The Moscato d'Asti is just a wonderful wine. But they have a huge, huge line of wine. Another one that I properly like and I have around the house at all times is the Barbera d'Asti. Now, Barbera is the grape varietal in this area, and it's a little bit softer, rounder, easy. You could almost compare it to possibly a Beaujolais, where it's lighter, it's easy, real round body, but so drinkable, where you just kind of crack the bottle open and drink it, and it goes so well with so many different things, whether you're doing stuff off the grill, whether you're just kind of having some cheese and some charcuterie. The Barbera d'Asti by Natalie Varga is just a wonderful, wonderful wine and a great way to do it. And they have so many other offerings as well. They have some Barolos. Now, Barolos come from the Piedmont region, which literally translates as the foot of the mountains. Now, the grape varietal used in Barolo is Nebbiolo. Nebbiolo is very, very similar to a Pinot Noir as far as its style, its flavoring, its finickiness. And it's just, you know, it's a bold wine. But the nice thing about their Barolos, they're about $40. And nowadays, Barolos can skyrocket into the $100, $150 range. So it's really a great, affordable wine. And the nice thing about this, there's a little bit of a, say, a union label thing on a lot of their wines as well. You'll either see DOC or DOCG. And that's kind of the Italian governmental label that says these wines are on the up and up. They're doing a great job. So it's a broad, broad mix of wines. They also have Montepulciano's and Chianti. So this particular one, the boys in the warehouse, we've been doling this all around. We're all loaded for bear. We're ready to go. We have a little bit of everything for everybody, whether it's those Proseccos that you start out with, a little bubbly wine, or that Moscato d'Asti, a little bit sweeter, but then the Barbera, which is real approachable, just a delicious, great wine to drink as far as any time, any day, anywhere.
Well, I'm thinking Not only could I do it, but anybody just from that one winemaker, you could start exploring a whole bunch of different wines and just deal with just the one winemaker. And I'm trying to make notes here as I'm hearing your discussion. What about pairing foods? I'm thinking, you started talking about Prosecco. Is that, and I'm thinking about the warm temperatures. That'd be kind of great on 85-degree weather. Can you pair Prosecco, is that a dumb question, with any kind of food?
Oh, you can. Well, first of all, Danny, you know, you can change or pair any wine with really anything. You know, Marcella Hazan once looked at me and said, just drink it, stupid. And so, you know, you can do that. You just enjoy it. But with these warmer temperatures, with that, Prosecco, you can put right in the ice chest and get it nice, bone-chillingly cold, and it will be real, real refreshing with these temperatures that are coming up. And as far as serving it, you know, you can serve it with pretty much anything. You know, again, it's a great way to start out your meal, whether it's a little bit of cheese or, you know, bruschettas or little appetizers to start it out with. But a Prosecco will go well, even if you're washing down a little roasted chicken. You know, there's no rules. Just if you're enjoying it, you're doing the right thing. And same thing with that Moscato. The Moscato you can put on a nice chill, real heavy chill, as a matter of fact. Put it down at the bottom of the ice chest. Get it nice and cold. And then when you're sitting out on the deck on these warm days, you know everything's good in God's green earth because you're just enjoying it. Now, you could also, believe it or not, put a slight chill on the Barbera since it's similar to a Beaujolais, but I wouldn't recommend putting it, I would recommend putting it on top of the ice and just letting it sit there and just kind of cool down so it's a little bit refreshing because, we haven't had very many hot days where it makes it seem 85 degrees is real hot. And so, but you could put a chill on that. That's the old adage, the Italians, especially in the Chianti region, used to wrap their bottles with that ratafia. And we always recognize those old bottles. You see them with the Italian restaurants with the red candles in them with the little ratafia basket on it where they use the empty bottle as a candle holder. Well, they used to throw that bottle. The reason why they wrap it in ratafia, they used to throw that Chianti in the city well, tie it to a rope, put it down the city well, get it chilled. And when they went out and worked in the field, the ratafia actually acted as a cooler to keep it chilled. And so when they're out working in the field, up breaking for lunch, a little cheese, a little salami, they'd have a cooler bottle of wine. And actually, the Varga family actually makes a Chianti Classico, a DGOC Chianti Classico, which is just very formidable. Sangiovese grape. And again, you can say, well, if you're going to make pasta, go with this. But I would make it with a pasta with a heavier ragu, like a bolognese, a little bit heavier, richer sauce, a lot of meat involved with it. Could be a little bit too hot the next week to maybe sit down with a huge plate of spaghetti or especially a big meaty spaghetti. But eventually, it'll cool down. It'll be a great time to have that.
In my world, Ted, any day is a good day with a pasta. I don't care how warm it is. What can you go by? A listener wants you to run down, first of all, the name of the winemaker that you're talking about and the list, unless it's really long, of the different wines you can research.
The name of the producer is Natale, N-A-T-A-L-E, Varga, V-E-R-G-A. And their list of wines that they have, hopefully they know they have good shorthand because they have a Prosecco and a Rosé Prosecco. They have a Moscato d'Asti. They have a Barbera d'Asti. They have a Montepulciano. They have Chianti Classico. They have a Barolo. They have a Barbaresco. They actually even have some holdings down in Sicily where they have the Nero d'Avola. And actually, I forgot to mention, and we just got it in, Agavi, G-A-V-I. Now, this is a fun summer drink. It's real crisp, real acidic, or not real acidic, but real crisp finish. A little bit different than a Pinot Grigio, not as round. Just got this in. I was excited because when we first brought it in, the palate we had sold out right away, and it took a while to get it refreshed. And it's back, and the Agave is just delicious, and that's G-A-V-I. Agave, and it's so wonderful. little bit of nice fruit up front, but that crisp acidity when it's going to be warm in the next couple days, you know, have that out on the veranda overlooking everything with maybe a nice chilled salad. Wonderful, wonderful wine.
Wow, this would be kind of a treat to go through all the different wines from that one, the maker. Natale Varga, sounds like Christmas. Buona Natale. Well,
you said it. I mean, and that's the old adage that we like to say. There's so many different wines. You know, go get that corkscrew and let the adventure begin.
Boy, that's for sure. I'll tell you what, Ted, we're almost out of time. A couple minutes to go. Maybe you can give us a rundown of what's happening at Haskell's, all the locations, et cetera.
Well, we shall. But, you know, currently, and it is, I hate to say we're all boarded up now, but it is the last day of our Haskell's beer cruise out on the St. Croix. 3 hours and a little bit of a lunch where we have wines to taste, beers to taste, and also liquor and all that type of thing. And even now, some of those THC drinks. And that takes off today at noon. We will be doing that next year. So everybody kind of missed out. And this year, we'll be doing those cruises again next year. So something to look forward to. And also maybe something to give somebody as a Christmas gift coming up. But there's always something going on at Haskell's. There's tastings. There's all that. And there's a Haskell's near you to take care of all that. There's a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with lots of free parking on the weekend. Haskell's in Minnetonka. Haskell's over in St. Paul's Highland Village. Haskell's down in Lowman's Plaza in Bloomington. We have a Haskell's out in White Bear Lake. If you are out in the river, you can stop by Haskell's Stillwater. If you're down south, stop by Haskell's Faribault or Haskell's over in Plymouth. And you're not to miss our super cellar Maple Grove. But on this warm week, if you're out on Lake Minnetonka, stop by Haskell's in downtown Excelsior, and they'll take care of all your needs, or even stop at the bar and have a burger. And if you can't do any of that, stop by Haskell's.com 24/7, and we'll take care of anything that you need, or load your shopping cart up with all this Natalie Varga wine.
Oh, I love that idea. And what a great day to sail on Minnetonka today. Was it today?
Yeah, it's final day, and it's out at all. We take off at noon. We dock at 3 out on the St. Croix River, which will be kind of fun.
Oh, St. Croix. Love it. Ted, thanks so much. We have to run to CBS News, but let's get together again next Saturday. What do you say?
I look forward to it, Denny.
Thanks so much. Ted Farrell from Haskell's.